الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وعاشروهن بالمعروف قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Brother Imam Sahib, Ulama-e-Kiram, brothers, listeners, mothers and sisters, and to my esteemed bridegroom, Usman, and bride, inshallah, Sister Tasneema. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I won't take much of your time, but I just want each one of us who are seated here, mothers and sisters, husbands and brothers, the day you got married, can you bring back some of those memories? And think, what was the first word you said to your wife? Can you just go back into your memory box? The day you got married, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you say you love your wife, subhanallah, we all do. Now let's see, what was the first word you told to her? You can go back and do your homework, and inshallah discuss it. But alhamdulillah, respected brothers, as I said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah has put the love of three things in my heart. Hubbiba ilayhi. Allah has put the love of three things. And what are those three things? Number one, Allah has put the love of women in my heart. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wives, 11 wives, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam married. Not for fun. But Allah Rabbul Alameen sent Rasulullah as Rahmatul Lil Alameen. How would we as the Ummah till the day of Qiyamah know what a loving, caring husband and father Rasulullah was? It is only the Azwaji Mutahharat, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, could bring that information forth. Sahaba-i Kiram understood Rasulullah's public life, outside Rasulullah's domestic life. Sahaba-i Kiram were ashik. Every step of Rasulullah, every word of Rasulullah, they recorded. And they transmitted that we have the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah Rabbul Alameen, Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Hubbiba ilayya. Allah has put the love of three things in my heart. Number one is women. And Allah has given us an instruction in the Quran, ki wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'roof. Live with them on a footing of kindness and equity. Allah is asking you and me to treat them with love and respect. You see, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Allah gave him the whole of Jannat. If I give you the whole 5-star hotel, you're all alone with all its facilities. You still feel bored, feel lonely. Allah Rabbul Alameen gave Hazrat Adam alayhi salam the whole of Jannat. May Allah grant all of us Jannatul Firdaus. Can you imagine the manzar of Jannat? But he was lonely. So Allah Rabbul Alameen created a partner for him. And it was Hadrat Hawa from his left rib. So Ulama-i Kiram have said, Allah Ta'ala did not create Hadrat Hawa from the head of Hadrat Adam alayhi salam so that you can rule and trample your wife. You can boss her, you can ill-treat her. Nor did Allah Rabbul Alameen create Hazrat Hawa from the feet of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam that you can abuse her. But Allah Ta'ala created Hazrat Hawa from the left rib, which is the nearest to the heart. So keep your wife closest to your heart. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is lowly in Jannat. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La rahbaniyata fil Islam. There's no celibacy in Islam. No person can come here and say, I don't want to get married. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one day asked, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, ghaliman, asked a young man, are you married? He says, no. Are you capable of looking after a wife? He says, gee. Then why don't you get married? If you're not going to get married, then you are the brother of Shaitan. On one occasion, Rasulullah said, miskinun, miskinun. Another occasion, he says, miskinatun, miskinatun. Sahaba ikram ask, Ya Rasulullah, what does the word miskin mean? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, miskin means, you and I think miskin means a destitute, a pauper. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, miskin is that man who's got tons of wealth with him, but he's unmarried. Miskina is that woman who's got a lot of wealth, but she's unmarried. She's poor. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nikah is my way of life. So in Jannat, Hadrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam was lonely. Allah Ta'ala created a partner. And it was Hadrat Hawa ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu was salam. It's human nature. When you see a beautiful person next to you, Adam alayhi salam now decides, he wants to touch her. Is insan's fitrat? Aurat ko aurat kyun kehte hain? Why do you call a woman a woman? She has to be concealed. She's like a diamond. Nobody walks around with a big diamond right around in the market. It's very private. It's kept in a safe. On a lighter note, somebody said, you must look after three people very carefully. One is, you must look after your son-in-law nicely, because your daughter is there. Number two, apna tijori ko achhi tarike se sambhal, look after your safe. And number three, apna batwa ko, and your, this is what you call your wallet, look after it. And the fourth one said, look after the police also. In India, you have to look after the police. If you want your work to be done, you know, well, you must be friends with the police. On a lighter note, as I'm saying, so Hadrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam now wants to touch Hadrat Hawa. The malaika said, you cannot touch her. Jab tak aapka nikah na ho. And until you pay the mahar. Allahu Akbar. Where's the money in that zamana? So Hadrat Adam alayhi salam asked Hadrat Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam, what is the mahar that I have to pay to be married to Hadrat Hawa? Nikah is made in Jannat. Malaikas are the witnesses. Allah Rabbul Alameen is giving the instruction. Hadrat Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam is officiating. So Allah Rabbul Alameen said, Hadrat Jibreel alayhi salam, tell Hadrat Adam alayhi salam, the mahar for his nikah to Hadrat Hawa is Duru Sharif on Huzuri Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah 3 times. In one riwayat, 20 times. Allahu Akbar. The shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So respected brothers in Islam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wa sallam said, everything else is futile. But 4 things are important that you should engage with your wife. You see, our relationships is broken. We are all confused. We are lost. I'm married 40 years. I still don't know my wife. Sometimes I call her name. I call somebody other's name. Musibat for you. One Mulana Sahab was giving bayan on Friday. So he said, those who will carry their burdens in this dunya, Allah will give them Jannat. So he goes home after Jummah bayan. His wife opened the door. He picks her up. He carries her. So he's asking, kya ho gaya tumko? What's happened today? All of a sudden you're carrying me here. He said, no. The Mawlana said, whoever carry their burden in this world, Allah will give them Jannat. So I'm carrying you. So while she said, no lunch for you. Tum jao. Go. Apna kaam karo. No lunch for you. No respect to Allah. We need to understand our wives are an amanat from Allah. Rasulullah loved Hadrat Aisha so much. You have a pet name for your wife? Let's see. Poocho. Sawal karo. Well, the cheap word is Dali. Lovey. Janu. Well, when somebody said, Musibat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Hadrat Aisha so much. He said, Ya Aish. Short version. Ya Aish. So you're saying, Ya Aisha. Rasulullah would call her Ya Aish. She and Rasulullah would argue. One day Hadrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala comes. Hadrat Aisha is arguing with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Women have naz in them. It's fine. Tolerate them. For أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ كَرِيمًا مَغْلُوبًا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I love to be that husband. Kareeman, loving, compassionate, considerate. Maghluban. And sometimes I let my wife overtake me. She controls me. Alhamdulillah. This is Rasulullah, a husband. For أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ كَرِيمًا مَغْلُوبًا. I love to be that husband who's on compassionate, loving, and maghloob. And sometimes you look at your wife, she gives you a slap. Alhamdulillah, give her the other cheek. Maybe you'll get a bus nose. Maybe, I don't know if she's angry. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said four things. Try to be humorous with your wife, one. Number two, learn to groom your horse. We don't even know how to ride a horse. Sunnat of Rasulullah, learn it. Number three, Rasulullah said archery. In Islam, you need to be qawi. Marriage will give you strength, physical strength, spiritual strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us qawi Muslims, strong Muslims. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, have humor and fun with your wife. Maybe inshallah you'll get ED tonight. Number two, look after your horses. Number three, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, archery. How many of us can you have bow and arrow? We all got guns. We kept them in the safes, AK-47s and everything. When last I cleaned that gun, and when last I fired a shot? Gee, one person, the robber came into the house. The wife said, dabao, dabao. He pressed the trigger, he shot his legs. We don't even know how to use a gun. Sorry, it's a sad state of affair. And finally, he said, running between. When last you had a race with your wife? Come on, let's see, inshallah. Running between two poles. Rasulullah is on safar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala is with Rasulullah. She said, come, ya Rasulullah, let's have a race. So they had a race. She beat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After a few months, a year or two, they're returning again, they are alone. Don't start running on the road and said, Mulana said, Madan with my wife. Gee, there was nobody there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is returning. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, Aisha, let's have a race again. And this time Rasulullah beat her. So Rasulullah said, squared now, the first occasion you beat me, now I beat you. So what I'm trying to say is that Rasulullah was like a multifaceted diamond. Was such a loving husband. Why can't we love our wives for what they are worth? They've left everything for your love. Gee? For your khidmat. To save your iman. But today, unfortunately, we take them for granted. That's why Rasulullah's nasihat was in Hajjatul Wida. Even in the last moment of his life, Rasulullah emphasized two points. As-salah, as-salah. Namaz ki pabandi karo. And number two, wama malakat aymanukum. Look after your wives and those who are under your care. Of all the aspects of Islam and Shariat, two things Rasulullah said. Namaz ki pabandi karo and look after those who are under your care. So finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm so happy for Brother Usman, all the way from America. And I also want to know what's the chemistry and what's, the, mashallah, the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has found you, your partner here in South Africa. Gee, you know why? In the alame arwah, in all our souls today by Allah Rabbul Alameen, before He created us, Allah Ta'ala addressed all of us and said, Alastu bi Rabbikum. Am I not your Rabb? And all of us in one voice said, Qalu bala. One day, Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala were discussing. Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, I had four questions to ask Hadrat Umar and I was waiting for the right opportunity. The one question he said, how is it in this dunya you find people loving each other so much and on the other side they're hating each other so much? So Hadrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, when Allah kept our souls together in Jannat, those souls that were close to each other, as they were loving and caring there in that place, Allah made it a reality in this dunya. And there is no better gel in this world that can bond two people than the beautiful sunnat of nikah. So my only dua for Brother Usman and Tasneem, ki Allah Ta'ala take you on this wonderful journey. She's a gem to you, and you're also a gem for her. Give her the respect, give her the love, undivided attention. There must be nobody else but your wife. She is your best friend. She is your secretary. She is your treasurer. She is your protector. Alhamdulillah. And the best of all, Allah has made her the zariya for pious children. So make qadr of her. She has made great qurbani to get married, leaving her parents, her home, her luxury, solely to fulfill one sunnah, and to do some khidmat and express her love and gratitude to Allah first, and to give to her husband that Allah Ta'ala gave me the tawfiq to complete this great sunnah. So our dua, Allah in dono ko ek aur ek banaye. Allah unite them in soul and mind. جی اللہ رب العالمین grant them pious children. اللہ ان دونوں کو رفیق حیات بنائے. She must be your bosom friend. Your secretary is not your friend. Get this clear. Your best friend is your wife. جی تو اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو اپنا رفیق حیات بنائے. Let Allah make her his bosom friend. جی اور جب وہ غصہ کرے, if your wife gets angry with you, تم پیار دکھاؤ. You see, love does not hurt, people hurt. This is a problem. When you love somebody, you will respect that person. Love does not hurt, people hurt. I can hurt your feelings. And finally, let's end it here. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah is going to take that wife and grant her the highest rank in Jannat. Who? Is with whom the husband is angry. Or she is angry with the husband. You're not talking. And who said to us that if I'm angry with my wife, I must take my pillow and go and sleep in the lounge? Allahu Akbar. Quran is telling you, ji, fa'izuhunna. There's a problem in marriage. Talk to her. Explain to her. Fa'izuhunna. If that concept doesn't work, wahjuruhunna fil madaji', then separate yourself from the bed that you share with her. But don't come out of that room. Stay in the same room. Yes, you can sleep on the floor. She can sleep on the bed. No problem. But Allah Rabbul Alameen is saying, how beautifully Allah has explained. You want to solve a marital problem? Faizuhunna. Discussion. Talk to each other. Express your feelings. Give your wife the opportunity to express feelings. She is hurt inside. But you wouldn't give her the chance to speak. So always problems, problems. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah will give that wife Jannat with whom the husband is angry or she is angry with him. But at night she goes and holds her husband's hand. She takes his hand and says, Khuda ke liye, for Allah's sake, please forgive me and make me maaf, otherwise I won't sleep tonight. Can you imagine what guts, what strength it takes? You are the oppressor, the husband, but your wife is coming to you at night. She's holding your hand, she's crying, she's holding your feet and begging you for forgiveness. Can you imagine what darja Allah will give to her? See, as somebody said it, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept Jannat under the feet of the mother, what will be the position of her dua when she raises her hand to Allah? You make zulm on her, you hit her, you abuse her. Imagine when she sits on that musalla and cries to Allah Rabbul Alameen. When Allah has kept Jannat under her feet, what will be the position of her dua when she cries to Allah Rabbul Alameen? So Dost Azizo, your wife is a great ni'mat. You are nothing without your wife. Straight thought. You are nothing without your wife. She's a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the last note, I end it here. We have some husbands who make mistakes. So an angry husband sends an SMS to his mother-in-law. We don't even talk to our mother-in-laws. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam, eid day, mashallah, that's it. We don't even communicate. In-laws don't talk to each other. It's a problem. We can't communicate. But khair, on a lighter note, humor, an angry husband, he sent an SMS to his mother-in-law. And he said, your product, your daughter, she's not cooking food. She doesn't cook food properly. So the mother-in-law was very smart. She says, no problem. She sent back an SMS replying, product sold. Warranty expired. Manufacturer not responsible. Dost Azizo, make sabr. If you can't give sugar, then don't hurt somebody's feeling. She makes mistake, make her maaf. Allah will give you Jannat. And finally, Allah Ta'ala's Habib Muhammad Rasulullah, Kanzul Ummal, this hadith is there. That whichever wife is loving, sincere, has humor, looks after her chastity, and looks after the amanat of her husband, Allah says, Ye meri piyari bandi hai. Can you imagine? Allah is giving you this title. O mothers and wives, you are Allah's beloved just by doing four things. Being sincere, smiling, loving, looking after your chastity, and in the end, looking after the wealth of your husband. Allah says, Ye meri piyari bandi hai. She is my beloved servant. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.